Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get it again. KM to 2 a.m. right back at it on The Fan. You heard? I told you we'd be right back. We'll do this again and again. And again and again, five times this week. Thanks for tuning in. I'm not going to bury the lead. You know, I was out last week, and I missed Jerry Seinfeld calling in. I never saw an episode of Seinfeld. I missed the Dave Sims news. I text Dave, and I kind of had an idea that Dave potentially could be the next guy for that job. What else I miss? I don't know. The Knicks beating the Nets, whatever. I picked the right week to go on vacation. Yesterday, we get the news that Daniel Jones is done, benched. Tommy Cutlets is back. Cool. Today, we get the news that Joe Douglas is fired. Bum, bum, bum. But wait, there's more. Fresh off the presses, right? Because you heard everybody from BT and Sal, Evan and Tiki react to the Joe Douglas news earlier. And I don't think anyone was surprised. I remember being on after he met the media and they asked him about Rob Saleh being fired. And he looked like a dead man walking. He looked beaten down. He looked like there was nothing for him to say. Dude, you could just kind of tell the writing is on the wall. It actually happened today. The story that's out there right now that's, you know, fresh off the presses just a couple hours ago that I was like, yes, it's only been 2 hours. Diana Russini and my good friend Zach Rosenblatt, who you've heard on The Fan. I got to get Zach on. Maybe not tonight, but... You know, they've been on everything inside of One Jets Drive, Florham Park over there. And if you remember last year, they wrote the whole expose about what went on and, you know, kind of exposed the Jets. And the article that comes out tonight, when earlier there was a tweet from Diana Russini saying, you know, more on this Joe Douglas firing later. The title of this article is Jets owner Woody Johnson suggested benching Aaron Rodgers in September. wait a minute. Last night I was talking about the last 13 years of the Jets and trying to come up with a name for the curse of the Jets. And eventually I just was like, this is the Woody Johnson curse. Who else can we blame for all of this? There's been different GMs. Now Joe Douglas is fired after 5 years going 30-64. That's pretty bad. I think the actual worst record for a GM. With the Jets, and he missed on some picks. He hit on some picks. And when I saw that he got fired today, my initial reaction was, what does this do right now? What does this do in your bye week right now? Does this change your future for the rest of the year? Does this change, you know, the team? Does this make the team tackle better, catch better, run harder, score more points? No. It felt like Woody Johnson being like, get out of my face. You're dismissed. You weren't doing anything anyway. 888-808-1019. But, you know, with all the talk about John Mara, Saquon Barkley, that decision, the patience with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, the mistake that they made, not picking up a rookie option for Daniel Jones, then going out there a couple years later and paying Daniel Jones. And now here we are, where we'll have more on the Giants as well later tonight about this whole decision with Daniel Jones and how that's going to affect the locker room and the players on the team. And obviously everyone knows why he's benched at this point because of the injury guarantee. But, you know, we spoke a lot yesterday about the Giants, 100 years of the Giants, John Mara. And John Mara is not a meddling owner. He's not. He's not. Even though the Giants are in his blood, this is a guy that, you know, inherited them, grew up literally just in the Giants culture, the best of days and now the worst of days. Like, this is a guy that could have came in there and said, Saquon Barkley, no matter what, we cannot let him go to the Eagles. And he didn't do that. We got to see that on the offseason Hard Knocks. Man, they should sign the Jets up right now for the next offseason Hard Knocks. Because I got to see who comes in to be the GM now. I got to see who he hires to be the head coach, who wants to come into this mess under this Woody Johnson curse. 888-808-1019. But you know what? I'm not mad at Woody Johnson. Woody Johnson, you're a bad man. Badder than Aaron Rodgers. Because you had the guts. You had the balls to go in and say we should bench Aaron Rodgers when? Let's backtrack. September 29th, when the Jets, if you remember, lost that game to Sean Payton, who called out Nathaniel Hackett, who told all of us how terrible of a coach Nathaniel Hackett is. Oh, Nathaniel Hackett is safe because of Aaron Rodgers? I mean, he's not doing anything either. Joe Douglas is not doing anything either. Man, Rob Saleh, have a holly jolly Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. Rob Saleh, Joe Douglas, go enjoy the time off. You're not the problem. It wasn't you. 888-808-1019. The Jets are an absolute mess, but I'm not mad at Woody Johnson because Woody Johnson had the guts to go in there and recognize after you lost 10-9 at home early in the season, a season where Woody Johnson said, this is the best team. This is the most talent. This is the best team I've had in years. Man, I remember people from my apartment building packing up to go to that Jets game. Someone offered me tickets to go to that Jets game September 29th, right? They were coming off of beating the Patriots on Thursday Night Football where everybody was poking out their chest. See? You know, that was when Rodgers pushed Rob Saleh. And the Patriots were a team that everybody was talking about not winning more than a game or two this year. But, you know, we bought into it because they competed against the 49ers and they beat the Titans and then they had back-to-back wins. And so they're 2-1 at home facing Sean Payton. They're about to get revenge, right? You know, they beat them out in Denver last year with Zach Wilson and they're going to get revenge because how dare you, Sean Payton, talk about Nathaniel Hackett? Well, they outcoached them. They won that game 10-9 in the rain. It was a miserable day. It was one of those days at MetLife that just looked like the day where you don't want to be there. And I'm sorry if you're listening and you were there, but you know what I'm talking about. Those gray, rainy days where you just have a bad feeling. You're just like, you're soggy. You're in a poncho. The camera on CBS is cutting to all the fans' faces, and they're just like, what is going on with this offense that couldn't score in the first quarter? That put up 6 in the second quarter, 0 in the third quarter, 3 in the fourth quarter. Right? Back then you had Greg Zuerlein kicking. And that's the only points you could get with Aaron Rodgers, who's this Hall of Fame quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, who's this mercenary. Aaron Rodgers, who's supposed to be this savior. Aaron Rodgers is the song that doesn't end. It just goes on and on, my friends. Some Jets fans started singing it, not knowing what it was, and they will keep on singing it forever just because. Well, that's over. It's over for Aaron Rodgers as well. There was a thought in my mind that, like, they couldn't force him out. He wants to play another year. He's not going to play another year here. Because this report comes out that Woody Johnson, who's like, okay, you're going on Pat McAfee. Okay, you're doing all these other things like ayahuasca, going to Egypt. I don't know. Potentially going to run for vice president, which we all knew was nonsense. But like you're bringing all this nonsense into the building and you're the one that said we shouldn't have all of this going on. This is my team. I own this team. I wanted to bring you in. And the first year, you were done in fourth place. It is what it is. But you know what? I just got out from under watching Zach Wilson play quarterback. I'm not going to watch you go out there at 40 years old and be a shell of yourself. 888-808-1019. I just took Tyrod Taylor from the Giants. I just paid him $30 million to be over here. We should go to him to try to save our season. If you can't put up 9 points, 3 field goals, Aaron Rodgers. And you knew, we all knew, we wasted so much time on this radio station. We waste so much time online talking about what Aaron Rodgers was going to be. I mean, if you listen to people, you would think the Jets were going to be back-to-back Super Bowl champs last year and this year. It was preposterous. He wasn't even that good in Green Bay. They wanted him gone for a reason. He could sell you on all these Jedi mind tricks. He's drinking cayenne pepper and water. He's got all these, I don't know, dolphin sounds to help him rehab. And, oh, yeah, give me your timelines and you watch. I'm coming back to save the season. No, we're watching Tim Boyle on Black Friday. 888-808-101. They're signing Trevor Siemian. It is a mess. What a disaster. And Aaron Rodgers is cooked. His timing is not there. He's not the same player he used to be. And you knew, coming off an Achilles injury at 40, December 2nd, he will turn 41. You knew that the chances of Aaron Rodgers actually being the guy were lessened. It's a year away from football. Coming back from an Achilles injury at that age, like, he's not Tom Brady. And he doesn't have the coaching or talent around him that Tom Brady had going to be the savior of the Buccaneers. So, Woody Johnson, I'm not mad at you. And let's go back to the article here. Because they talk Woody out of it. The day after the Jets lost to the Denver Broncos, yada, yada, yada. There was a room with Woody, Joe Douglas, Vice Chairman Christopher Johnson, Team President Jaime Elhai, and Ira Axelrod. Sorry if I mispronounced their names. There was a group of their coaches. Rob Sala was still there, of course. Nathaniel Hackett. Current head coach Jeff Ulbrich. Special teams coordinator Brant Boyer. They all were brought in to explain what the hell went wrong. That's embarrassing. We're at home. We're raising ticket prices. We just told our fans, right, we're 2-1. We're just coming off of a win on Thursday Night Football on national TV. We're ready to ride. We're facing Sean Payton, who called Nathaniel Hackett out, who Aaron Rodgers went out and spoke out against. How do you lose to a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix? The coaches couldn't explain that. Obviously, a loss is a loss, is the NFL. But at that point, Woody wanted to stop the bleeding because this is a talented team. They can't have back-to-back disappointing years. Tyrod Taylor is a capable quarterback, a veteran quarterback, that probably has his fastball a little bit more than Aaron Rodgers at this point. But nope, they leaned, the coaches and Douglas, on the fact that Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, most of these guys in the locker room grew up watching Aaron Rodgers be Aaron Rodgers and living in the past of him being an MVP and a Super Bowl champion and yada, yada, yada. And they didn't want to embarrass Aaron Rodgers by benching him. They didn't want to bench the future Hall of Famer. It's funny, last night we were talking about the curse of Eli Manning. And I had a caller call up and say that they didn't bench Eli Manning. Eli benched himself. No, he didn't. That decision is made to break his streak, whatever it is. Like, you call it whatever you want to call it. It's a benching. When the number two quarterback is starting a game over the number one quarterback who is a Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, whatever, it's a benching. So, yeah, the idea sounded so absurd that one of the coaches asked the owner, was he serious? I would have said, I'm dead ass serious. 888-808-1019. The ship is sinking. And Woody Johnson has been on all of these sinking Jets ships. We got to plug the holes. We got to do something. Aaron Rodgers is not Aaron Rodgers anymore. Are you not seeing this? Are you not seeing this? So they said they calmed Woody Johnson down, and that set the tone for what happened a week later on October 8th. Johnson made the decision to fire Rob Sala. You know, after they go to London. Woody, are you going back to London, bro? Is this part of this? Are you going back to London? And is this going to be passed off to your brother Chris? Anyway. They calmed him down, but you can't calm someone down that watches you go out there and lose and gets embarrassed again. Now it's like, okay, you know what? You guys made the decision to not bench him. You went against my wishes as the owner. You're gone. Get out of my face. And I don't know, 6 weeks later, Joe Douglas, you're gone as well. The Jets, the J-E-T-S, just end the season. It is ridiculous, but it's expected. Paulie, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is not surprising, unfortunately. And listen, this Jets organization they have so many issues, and it goes from Woody to the coaches.
Devontae
to the front
Adams
office,
is here now. Hassan Reddick, he begged Hassan Reddick to drive up the turnpike to get here, and that whole thing with Douglas as well.
Right, and let me make this clear that Woody absolutely doesn't do himself any favors and doesn't do his team any favors. But the reason this Jets team is 3-8 is because the play on the field has sucked. Aaron Rodgers has been awful. Breece Hall has been awful. The defense is incredibly overrated. Garrett Wilson has not been good. Devontae Adams has not been good. Hassan Reddick just
not
got
consistent
here.
Enough. And the play calling isn't good enough, in my opinion.
The,
I don't
the
care
players
from Hackett
on,
to Downing.
the players on this team have failed miserably this season. And yes, it is on Woody, and yes, it's on Joe Douglas. Robert Saleh clearly was not the problem, even though he wasn't that good, but he was not the problem. The Jets organization is a total dumpster fire, but the organization also includes the players on the field who cannot get anything right.
The most talent we've ever seen on a Jets roster. Top 10 roster in the NFL going into this
season. From Woody, and that's obviously a direct quote from Woody, who I guess wants, and I think you mentioned this, he wants to be like, I put this together. I want this to succeed. If Aaron Rodgers continues to do nothing after four or five games, let's get Tyrod Taylor. I want to salvage the season. That has to be what he's thinking. He's a lunatic. He's an absolute old lunatic.
Yeah, a lot of people are calling into question how much he knows about ball.
It never ends. It never ends. When you first got here 4 years ago, I told you Mets fans had this thinking the other shoe is always going to drop, and it changed because ownership changed, right? And it took a while to get there, but it took 4 or 5 years, but the ownership changed, and look what happened, right? I don't know if that would happen with the Jets. I don't know if Clark Hunt would buy the Jets tomorrow if by next year the Jets are going to be the new Chiefs. So I don't know that. But the players on this team have sucked this year. And I'm sorry, that's just the truth.
I'm just thinking of fans showing up. There's going to be $5 tickets available the rest of the season. Your duty as a Jets fan, if you're a season ticket holder or you want to just go there to get drunk and watch football, you got to show up and chant, fire Woody, sell the team.
They had people in the brown paper bags.
I don't even know where you get brown paper bags anymore.
I got
to bring my bags to the grocery store. Where are you guys getting these brown paper bags?
It was Rich Kotite all over again. The team got Aaron Rodgers. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Fireman Ed, lead the charge. Sell the team. Fire Woody. Because, like, literally, it is a curse. I mean, you go get Tyron Smith, Hassan Reddick, Davante Adams, Aaron Rodgers is on his team. You hit on these draft picks. Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, Breece Hall, Jermaine Johnson, Quinnen Williams. It doesn't matter.
Let's calm down on Ahmad Gardner for a second. He doesn't get Sauce anymore.
Yo, mark my words.
Let's calm down on that.
If Sauce leaves and goes elsewhere, he's going to go back to being a lockdown corner. Lions fans want him to come back to Detroit. Like, it's a bad look. It's a bad year for Sauce. I know I had a stat in my notes yesterday, if I go back to it, and it's a damning stat, because when you think about, like, cornerbacks and interceptions and what they get paid for, taking the ball away, turnovers, like, this guy does not pick the ball off enough, but I've seen him be too good. I think everything is getting to him. The social media this year has gotten to him. The team not winning has gotten to him. This is a guy that didn't give up a touchdown in college. Like, he is one of the better corners in the league. But, man, there's something about the Jets. No one can succeed.
He can't handle the pressure right now.
It is a lot.
And let me make, I think, and I just thought of this now, there's one person who can save this franchise. There's one.
Woody Johnson.
No. Steve Cohen. He's got to buy the Jets.
Yeah.
He's got to buy the Jets. Get Steve Cohen.
And he's got to buy Juan Soto. We're just spending Steve Cohen's money.
Get Steve Cohen on the line. So get Steve Cohen to buy the Jets. That's the only way to get that the Jets fans are going to be happy with this.
And then make the Jets a new stadium out there in Queens.
He's going to build the own. He will take care of everything.
Casino. I'd be over there for sure. It'd be a casino. You got in the fall. You got the casino. You got the Mets games. You got the Jets games. Isn't the soccer team going to play over there?
You know what? Let him buy the Nets too. He'll have all the Ets. The Jets, the Mets, the Nets. Give him all the Ets.
Oh man. Ahmad Gardner has gone 35 straight games without an interception. 375 different NFL players have intercepted a pass since Sauce had his last pick. We've seen him drop a couple. I can think of at least three that have hit his hands that would have changed the game that he's dropped. But, yeah, so much talent on the team. It's insane. Lack of coaching, though. Just haven't had enough strategy. They're outcoached all the time. And it's tough. How do they go on? They should have beat the Colts, but it's like you almost knew they were going to find a way to lose. Only the Jets can out-Jets the Jets. It's just the same, Jets. And it's like you got to just laugh through the pain. Oh, the pain, like Beningo says. What a disaster. And I don't see how it gets better. You got to blow this all up, but the rest of the season, like, this is going to be terrible. Like, How do these guys go out there, put on those green helmets, and push forward and fight? They got to have, I guess, their own self-pride. But, man, the walls are closing in. It's going to be so loud. It's so awkward. One Jets drive, I got to get back to watching that on YouTube. Like, what do those people do now that work for the Jets? They got to make their, like, behind-the-scenes content. Yikes. All right, there's my open. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll start with the Jets. Of course, we're going to get into Juan Soto. More information and details have come out of his meeting with the Yankees when I was on last night. I'm like, what, nothing came out of Boris's underground lair? Like, they just quietly met? Like, no, there's some more information. Bob Clappish wrote about it. Heyman wrote about it. And, you know, I've got this curse thing in my head, and I just keep thinking about Juan Soto, and I'm like, 14, 15 years of Juan Soto, is that going to be enough to break the drought that the Mets are in, the curse that the Mets have? Right? We're going up on 10 years since the Mets went to the World Series, and 40 years since the Mets won it. Juan Soto was able to help the Yankees end their drought this year. The trade for Juan Soto was effective. Like, he literally had the swing that sent the Yankees to the World Series. Thanks, Juan. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the Dodgers. Chris Taylor talking about the Yankees pissing down their legs and how they all knew. And every podcast they get on, they want to talk about how they all knew in that fifth inning it was going to crumble. But Dave Roberts didn't say that. So, yeah, we'll go there. We'll also talk about Daniel Jones still. There is going to be an effect. That's why I said yesterday, the takes on Tommy DeVito. Hey, Tommy's back. That's all good until Sunday. Let's see how he looks.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see how this team looks. There's still a lot to be seen, and misery loves company. It just seems crazy how the Jets and the Giants are terrible at the same time, all the time. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
Talk New York sports on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Yeah. Right back at it on the Fan in New York. Let's do it, man. The J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. I mean, I don't think you could be surprised by anything at this point. I don't think it's that outlandish, but here we are. What's outlandish is that, like, a lot of people believed this team could win the Super Bowl. You can go off of the betting, how many tickets were actually punched, people betting on the Jets to win the Super Bowl last year and even this year. I won't say that they fooled me, but I know I have one night where I'm like, if you look at the schedule, they could start off 5-0 if they beat the 49ers. No. No, they're the Jets. And shout out to you Jets fans who literally called and said, what are you talking about? And some of you that are even online, they're like, they're the Jets. They're going to find a way. To me, there's some type of hex over them. I don't care who the GM is, head coach, quarterback. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. And it's been now 13 years they're not making the playoffs this year. This is the longest drought. And when will it end? When will it change? I feel for the fans, the diehard fans, the fans that are locked in that are like, I'm not leaving. I'm loyal to the soil. Stay down till you come up. 888-808-1019. Carmine is in Port Washington, first up on the Fan tonight.
Yes, hi. Talking about Aaron Rodgers, when he's quarterback, he takes a whole dimension out of the game. He cannot prolong the play. That's why he's throwing all 5-yard, 10-yard passes.
He can't extend plays, not like he used to.
Right. And the other team knows that the dimension where the quarterback could possibly run is never going to happen. So that takes another dimension away from their game. Also, the GMs, they're just out for their own jobs. I mean, don't they learn that Nick's brought in Kemba Walker and Rose and that center that stunk and And the Mets brought in Scherzer and Verlander, and the greatest athlete probably of all time, Muhammad Ali. When they reach a certain age, they're done. And what makes them think a 40-year-old quarterback is the guy that you want to put.
Because Tom Brady did it. Because Tom Brady did it. Look at LeBron. Look at LeBron James. It's like these guys are so rare. Like,
well, but what about Michael Jordan? He didn't do it. And no other quarter. None of the Mannings did it. I mean, it's
Father Time is undefeated. Thanks for the call, Carmine. It was just ridiculous for us to think that Aaron Rodgers, a year removed from his darkness retreat. No, it was ridiculous for us to think that Aaron Rodgers was going to come here and be a savior. I don't know how many times I got on the fan talking about there was a reason why the Packers were like, goodbye. Your production doesn't match all the nonsense that you bring into our building. 888-808-1019. So why did we think that he was going to come here to New York and it'd be different because he was going to Rangers games, Knicks games, Broadway games? Because he was bought in. He was showing up to OTAs. He was at practices when he didn't need to be. And I'm not blaming all this on Aaron Rodgers, but like I feel like he deserves more of the blame as guys are literally losing their jobs. Guys are losing their jobs that they ran it back with Aaron Rodgers. They hitched their careers to Aaron Rodgers' wagon. My intention is to play for the Jets. We talked about this guy for the last 2 years as if he was coming here as a savior. Nah, he was coming here as the detonator, the last bomb to hit before you had to actually blow all of this up. Joe Douglas, it didn't work with Sam Darnold. Joe Douglas, it didn't work with Zach Wilson. And, you know, instead of trying to draft a guy again or, I don't know, go with Derek Carr, you go with Aaron Rodgers, and the hope is that you could squeeze the last bit out of him, but he needed so much more around him. And it's crazy to think, like, they actually did trade for Devontae Adams. What does Devontae Adams do? He's going to want out. Aaron Rodgers is out, and this is a mess. Devontae Adams came here and right off the rip was talking about the energy, and like it's just all bad. Nobody wants to show up to work. Nobody wants to put that jersey on. Nobody look at Hassan Reddick in the holdout. You think he wants to be a Jet? Jarvis up in Harlem, my guy. How you feeling?
Hello. Yo, what's up, Keith? How you doing?
All right. I mean, the Jets just make these shows easy. Yeah. The Giants made it easy. It's easy to talk about this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the Jets are a mess, man. I mean, I just can't believe this. The season's been over. I mean, it's been over since like week 7 when they played Pittsburgh, when they led there. The Jets was up 15-6, and then they ran out of gas again. Their door's blown out.
The season was over when they
– not that good.
You can't lose 10-9 at home to the Broncos. You can't lose to the Patriots. Like, you can't lose – the season was over in October. The season was over actually in September.
Right. And then Woody Johnson come out and saying like this has been the best team in 25 years. You've been the owner since you got hired in 2000. You have a loser record. I mean, you have one AFC East division because you. I mean, this has been 15 years in which the Jets will miss the playoffs. I mean, you fired Robinson 5 games, and then you fired Joe Douglas this morning after the bye week. I mean, it's just a mess.
There's no plan.
I don't see this. I don't know what future it's going to be.
Thanks for the call, Jarvis. There's no plan, and that's what scares you too as a fan. This is the blind leading the blind, and the guy leading the way is blind, but he's telling you, I got a vision. I can see everything. Get these guys out of the way. This is over. You're fired. This is my show. This is my team. I wanted Aaron Rodgers benched. Of course, that gets leaked. And now it's like, so what now? What now? It's a bye week? Like, I feel bad for Jeff Ulbrich. Jeff Ulbrich's like, what did I got myself into? How do I figure out how to be? Like, you're thrown into being the head coach of this.
Well, that was the first thing, too, because they should have just gave it to the special teams coach like most normal teams do, like the Saints
did. The blind
did.
Leading the blind. You literally took your defensive coordinator and you took Rob Saleh, who was a defensive-minded head coach, out of the building, and then you left Brick to have to do two jobs without the help of Rob Saleh. It never made sense.
Right, and just for aggregation purposes, what the and you mentioned a lot of this, what the Jets owner Woody Johnson did per The Athletic. And I want to say, this is just a report from reporters, obviously, so we're have to take their word for it. Fired Saleh without consulting anyone, blocked Bryce Huff's extension. He nixed Lazard in a day two pick trade for Jerry Jeudy. Yeah. He didn't want to do Hassan Reddick's extension. He pushed for Tyron Smith, Mike Williams, and Devontae Adams. He benched Tony Adams against the staff's witches.
Yeah.
And he forced Douglas to fire his close friend, assistant GM Rex Hogan, leading to Douglas to reportedly tell his staff, Woody should just fire me now.
And he iced out his Woody chain and he has sexy red on the sideline for week one last year.
It's a dumpster fire.
He raised ticket prices. Come on, yo.
It's a disaster. This franchise is a disaster. From the top all the way down. All the way. With the people who are just going to blame Moody and not blame the players. Miss me with that.
No, everybody. Everyone. Is at fault. When there's that much talent on a team, when you're bringing in a Hall of Famer like Tyron Smith, who I also told you guys was cooked. I told you it was only a matter of time till he was injured. And then you got to draft Olufashinu. And as a rookie, you expect him to step in there and, you know, middle of the season, and he's a rookie, and...
Like, I refuse to believe that any player who puts on a Jets uniform gets zapped by the Monstars, and they lose all their powers. I can't believe that.
Nah, but that whole same old Jets curse, that whole same old Jets thing and the Woody curse, it's contagious. Your thoughts become things. You start to believe it. You lose 10-9 to Sean Payton and the Broncos, and like I said, Sean Payton went... Like, coaches have a code. They almost have like a brotherhood. They don't call out. Like, you've almost never heard a head coach take over a team and then look back at what the last head coach did and call him out for it. I mean, even the Nathaniel Hackett hire made no sense. The Broncos hired Nathaniel Hackett because they thought they could lure Aaron Rodgers over there. Instead, they got Russell Wilson. I mean, they've quickly picked up the pieces going to get Sean Payton. Sean Payton going to get Bo Nix. But, like, nobody wanted Nathaniel Hackett except the Jets. The Jets wanted him to bring Rodgers here. And bringing Rodgers here, it's like you're in a maze as a Jets fan. Everywhere you turn, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no exit in sight. You're trapped in this Jets maze. Someone should make that diagram. A green maze for Jets fans. And all the wrong twists and turns that got you to literally nowhere. You're trapped. You cannot get out. EJ is in Fairfield, Connecticut. EJ, how you doing? You got it.
I'm doing well. Great to talk to you, Keith.
Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to know where exactly what you guys were talking about with the Jets' future. They have hit on a couple of draft picks, but do you risk it and take a quarterback?
I think so. It depends on how far you fall. I see a lot of people putting Jordan Travis's name up there, and I like Jordan Travis as a, you know, someone who grew up watching Florida State football. Like he's an athletic kid. He can ball, but he's not the future. He's not the answer. If you end up with a top pick and there's a quarterback there that you like, you got to take him because Aaron Rodgers is done. Aaron Rodgers done. I thought there was a thought that Aaron Rodgers could force his hand, and I thought that he was in Woody's good graces. No, there's a report out there right now. Jets predicted to cut roster bubble Aaron Rodgers despite $49 million cap hit. It's Woody's money, and Woody wanted to bench him after the Broncos lost. So Woody's going to want to start this all over, have a new GM, have a new head coach, and let them pick their quarterback of the future.
It's going to be tough. We've seen many quarterbacks come in, come go. On every team, so it's just a total risk at quarterback in top 10 alone. I feel like
it can't get any worse, right? Like it's just like Aaron Rodgers is not it, and
no, he's not
starting over. It hopefully gives you some promise for the years to come. Thanks for the call, EJ. 888-808-1019. I think earlier I said Tyrod made $30,000. No, he signed a 2-year $12 million contract. Either way. Having Tyrod Taylor there, knowing he's more athletic, knowing what he did for the Giants just the year before, I don't blame Woody for watching Aaron Rodgers play and being like, yo, this guy is not it. We've got talent on this team. I can't let this ship sink. Bench him. I can't hate on the owner for coming in with that suggestion. The respect of what someone's done, it doesn't matter. It's all about what you're doing now. What have you done for me lately? Are you not producing? You can't have a quarterback that walks around with his resume, and then when he gets on the field, like he's a shell of himself. So I'm not mad at Woody for that. But Woody is going to get all of the blame, and he should. When we come back, I'll pull up Todd McShay absolutely cooking Woody before we heard about the, you know, Aaron Rodgers benching news. And just, you know, the reaction around the sports world. Dan Orlovsky spoke on it. We all point to Woody Johnson because it makes no sense. It makes no sense to fire your head coach week five and then you fire the GM week 12. There's no plan or path. You can't tell me that he's got a vision for the future. This is just firing off at the hip, and it's just going to lead to another 5 years of a rebuild. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We will be right back.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Uptown, baby. Uptown. I'm downtown. Keith McPherson on the Fan in New York. Thanks for listening. Dial 888-808-1019 if you'd like people to listen to your voice and my voice. We'll get back to the calls, but first, I want to play two clips. One is Todd McShay. Shout out to Todd McShay, who isn't so much on the scene at ESPN anymore, but he does the Todd McShay Show, former Richmond Spider. Yeah, shout out to Paulie letting me know that Todd McShay Show is on The Ringer. Everybody's got a podcast now. And Dan Orlovsky, former UConn Husky. He speaks on First Take and NFL Live. And yeah, in the last 2 days, everybody has been able to react to New York football, the benching of Daniel Jones, which we'll also get to in this next hour coming up because Jordan Schultz has some reports out there. And I don't know. We'll read some quotes and some things and see how this plays out with Tommy DeVito being the elected starter for the Giants. But yeah, let's play the clips. You have Todd McShay first. Let's play Todd McShay first. And it's funny, Todd McShay also has a viral clip going on right now where he told you draft weekend that Daniel Jones was not going to work. Todd McShay, former football player, a draft guy, just a football guy, knows his stuff. Listen to what he had to say about Joe Douglas, Woody Johnson, and the New York Jets.
Joe will be fine. The Jets won't. And the reason I say that is Woody Johnson is among the worst owners in the National Football League. If the Jets can't win with Joe Douglas as the general manager and with the talent that is on that roster, the Jets can't win, period. It's an ownership problem, folks. And there are certain decisions that are just made that doesn't matter what the general manager wants. There are certain decisions that are just made that you got to get on board with it because one person pays the checks and one person oversees the whole thing. If you're a Jets fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This is not news to you. I feel badly for Jets fans because if it wasn't going to work with this regime, with that talent on the field, I don't see much of a future in terms of where it's going to be. Ownership is not going to change for a while, is my guess. So how do you overcome this? And the answer is you probably don't.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know. Or maybe the alternative is like, you know, I was kind of whispering into the mic like, hey, Woody, are you going to go to London? You're going to dip out and do what you did a few years back? Maybe Chris Johnson gets to take the reins here. But yeah, it's just crazy to think about all the talent, the top draft picks, the free agent signings, and you still can't get it done. All that talent in one room, still can't get it done because of one man, Woody Johnson. I'm sorry, it is what it is. It's the curse of Woody Johnson for these last 13 years. Let's play Dan Orlovsky now on ESPN talking about the Jets. Just end the season.
Joe Douglas, I understand what the record says he is. This is a guy that has drafted Breece Hall, Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson, Braylon Allen. He's drafted Jermaine Johnson, William McDonald, Michael Carter II, and he's fired? I mean, you have seven really good NFL starters there. I'm not saying that he didn't have a miss or two here. Obviously, Zach Wilson is the one that is glaring. But for a general manager to draft that many high impactful players that are young and to get fired speaks to, well, there's a lot more going on that is negatively impacting the on-field performance rather than we're just devoid of talent. This is dysfunctional in New York after kind of seeing how this has all played out.
Undermining, micromanaging, helicopter, like it's never going to work. And that's why it hasn't. You know, Woody Johnson being an owner and thinking he's a football guy, he's clearly not. 888-808-1019. So now Joe Douglas is out, who, you know, Chris Johnson had a hand in bringing him in. And then he fired Rob Saleh. And I know there's a lot of conspiracy theories about the patch that Rob Saleh was wearing. I think it was really just like I said, a get-out-of-my-face move. Heads have to roll. Somebody's going to be held accountable for this. And Woody came out and said something. They asked him about thinking. He said something like, thinking is overrated. Don't think. And I'm like, no, you have to think about all of these because they have everlasting effects. There's a domino effect, a butterfly effect to all of this. And, yeah, I'll say this about Joe Douglas. When you miss on the head coach, which Rob Saleh, for all the things that he was or wasn't, he wasn't a good head coach. He just wasn't. He might be a defensive-minded coach that had some good schemes or whatever, but like this guy came out and said that they were taking receipts. This guy came out and told the media that, oh, yeah, we're keeping our eyes on you. No, 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 that's not how it works, bro. These media members are literally keeping their eyes on you. They can't wait, and now they're having a field day again. So the receipts thing aged terribly. And, you know, he wasn't even good at calling timeouts. And, yeah, you heard Orlovsky talk about all the picks that Douglas hit on. But, like, you can't miss on two quarterbacks. You can't miss on an early left tackle pick. Like, you can't. That's football, man. So much of football is the head coach and quarterback. Period. In the NFL. Look at all the successful teams. Look at the success Harbaugh is having with Justin Herbert this year. Like, it is paramount to get the head coach correct and the quarterback correct. And if you don't, you're going to be out of a job.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.